Thank you, Pastor. What a blessing it is to be in the service of the Lord tonight and all the day. Thank the Lord for the good day he's given us. And I appreciate his presence and the wonderful preaching. And it's all been a blessing to my heart, and I'm grateful the Lord's given us this time. I appreciate Pastor Massengale and the dear folks here at Pleasant View, and what a blessing they are to us. I appreciate them sacrificing and sharing this time with us and allowing us to be a part of their worship and their fellowship, and just treating us like kings. Thank the Lord for that. And I appreciate the Lord allowing us to be in the meeting, and I appreciate all of his blessings, how good it is to be saved by the grace of God tonight. And I covet your prayers. The Lord would help us tonight, not be able to preach without his help and his touch tonight, but I trust that he'll help us and speak to us tonight from his word. Thank the Lord. I'm glad we're headed to a better world, aren't you? I'm glad this is not our home, but I'm glad there's a better place for the children of God. And I'm looking forward to that day when we shall arrive. Amen. It's not a question of we're going to arrive, just when. Amen. Don't know when I'll get there, but I'm well on my way. Thank God. Just any day now. Surely our Lord will come, and we're looking forward and rejoicing in that blessed hope. And thank the Lord for that. Well, I do covet your prayers tonight. The Lord would help us. I'm going to look at the scripture a little different, or do a little differently what I do to, normally do tonight. But in the scriptures tonight, in the Word of God, when you look at a passage, there are three ways you can look at that passage. Of course, there's always the primary interpretation of a passage of scripture. What it says there, my friend, right from just looking at it, the literal primary interpretation. Every passage has a prophetical interpretation. You can look at it prophetically. Then there are those practical applications that we make to a passage. We know we do not build doctrine upon a practical application, my friend, or a personal application, but we build it on the primary interpretation of a passage. And I'm thankful in the Word of God tonight, we have before me in Daniel chapter 3 a practical application that I want to make tonight. I don't want to read, I just want to, if you want to leave your Bible open, I'll refer maybe to some verses in that passage. I want to try to mind the Lord and be used of him tonight. We have that primary interpretation. Everybody's heard, the Sunday school children, Bible school children, and the saints of God have heard about the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And in that Daniel chapter 3, how that the Lord literally protected them from that fiery furnace. Really got in there with them. What a story that is sung about and told about and shared among the people of God. And it is what it is. I believe it's just like it said. God did what he said for these three Hebrew boys who had that Babylonian name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then there is that prophetical interpretation. And surely in the prophetical interpretation of Daniel chapter 3, we understand that God will, with the nation of Israel, my friend, protect them in, my friend, that great time of Jacob's trouble, when the fire shall be heated seven times hotter than normal. And yet God miraculously will bring them through as the Antichrist does his best to destroy them. I'm grateful for that, aren't you? Then I want tonight to look at that practical, if you allow me for just a moment, look at that practical, our personal interpretation tonight. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced the literal fire of Nebuchadnezzar, and as the nation of Israel will face, my friend, the fire of the Antichrist, and yet God will spare them, you and I will face trials, and we will face fire in our life tonight. The Bible tells us in these verses tonight, the Bible said in Job chapter 23, when Job said, and verse number 10, the previous verses he had said, I can't find the Lord. I've looked for him on the right hand and on the left and in front and behind me. But he said, I cannot find the Lord during my great affliction, during my captivity, during this time in my life. I can't find the Lord. I can't lay hands upon him. But he said in Job 23 and verse 10, but he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I want to say to you tonight, every one of us will face the fiery trial of our faith. We will face, my friend, the furnace of fire as we live in this life. I do not know what we'll face in the days that are ahead. I do not know what you will face or I will face in this year. But aren't you glad the God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God that will deliver the nation of Israel, will also deliver us. Proverbs 66 and 10 said, O God, thou hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. In Isaiah 48 and verse 10, the Bible said, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. And so we do understand that we will face those things. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7 said, the trial of our faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And then Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, he said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, my friend, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. And so you will face the furnace of affliction. You will, as the child of God, face the fiery trial. Amen. But I am thankful tonight that the same God that was with these three Hebrew boys, three Hebrew children, as we call them, will also be with us tonight. Now here is these boys, and they've been taken into a strange land. They are, my friend, introduced to strange customs. And my friend, it's different than anything and everything that they have grown up with. Oh, tonight, how it is that you and I are pilgrims and strangers as we go through this world tonight. And the Bible said, the Apostle Paul, I said, God forbid I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby I am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to me. When the world looks at us Christian, they don't understand us. Thank God we're dead to them. When we look at the world, since we've been born from above and born from that new world, and my friend, the world looks dead to us. Amen. And as we sojourn here and pass this time of our sojourn here in fear, and my friend, we are pilgrims and strangers. Amen. Oh, God help us. We are behind enemy lines tonight. We are, my friend, in this world that is not our home. Amen. We are just passing through. We are like Abraham, looking for that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And oh, tonight, as we walk through this world, we will at times in our Christian walk and our Christian journey face the fiery trial of our faith, the furnace of affliction. God will refine us. Amen. Oh, just as these boys did. God help us. Here is these boys in this strange land. They're in the land of Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar, my friend, has erected, my friend, a god, my friend, that is 15 cubits high. He has erected a god in the plains of Dura and commanded that when the music
I please that everybody is to bow and worship this image. Hey God, but oh, as they do such in verses 1 through 12 of Daniel chapter 3, there are three that stand out from the crowd. There are three that do not follow the commandment of the king, and that is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here they are in the land of Babylon. Oh, hear me, friend. Here they are. Thank God, with the first world ruler, Nebuchadnezzar. Can I say Babylon was a city? But Babylon in the scriptures is also a system. Amen. It's a political system. It's a religious system. It's an economic system, is Babylon. And it's not friendly to God, nor any of his youngins tonight. Amen. Oh, hear me. We're living in a world that is enemies to the cause of Christ. And Jesus said, if the world hated me, the world will hate you. Jesus said the world will love its own, and it will tonight. Oh God, help us. And as my friend, the time goes over my head, the less I feel acquainted and feel comfortable in this world, and the less it seems to hold for me tonight. Hey God, surely our treasures are on the other side tonight. Surely what all of us desire the most lies just beyond the river tonight. Oh, bless his name. This world is losing more and more of its luster out of my soul tonight. But heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Amen. God help us. But until we see the lights of that city, until our feet strike Zion, until we awaken his likeness, until that day comes, we will face the fire. We will face the furnace. Amen. Bless his name. And we will be exposed and have to battle, thank God, and be in conflict with this world and the system of Babylon. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Bless his name. And so here are these boys in this strange land and facing this system. Hallelujah. And three things, and I'm through tonight. As simple as it can be. But let me leave it with you tonight. First of all, in verses 1 through 12, they wouldn't bow to the system that they were involved with. They wouldn't bow to the political. They wouldn't bow to the religious. And they wouldn't bow to the economic system that they was in. They was a long way from home. They was miles from their homeland. They was miles from parents. Miles from the temple. Miles from what they had been raised up with. Hey God. But they knew a God that was with them where they were at. Hallelujah. We're on this battleground tonight. We're facing the enemy. Hey God. But the dear Lord knows where we're at tonight. Hey, and it is right. We are on the winning side. We're on the side that is already won tonight. Hey God, be faithful. Carry on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. They just would not bow. When the music started, they would not bow. Amen. And the Bible tells us that these men, these Chaldeans, my friend, were upset, amen, because these men would not bow. Amen. Now, everybody that was there, amen, was not just ordinary people. There were governors, princes, judges, treasurers, counselors, sheriffs, rulers of the provinces, and there's a bowing, but here was three boys that wouldn't bow. They just didn't fit in with the system. Anybody listen to me? I'm not preaching anarchy or rebellion tonight. I'm trying to preach the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this world system is under the control of Satan tonight. Hallelujah. He is the prince, the power of the air. Anybody listen to me tonight? He is and does control the kingdoms of this world. But we don't have any part of it. And it's foreign to us. And we're foreign to them. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank God. And these Chaldeans noticed these three boys standing up. And they said, hey, King, them three boys, those three men, those Hebrews, those Jews that you placed in positions a while ago when the music played and you said everybody ought to bow, they wouldn't bow. Amen. Thank God. And that's the first thing tonight. They wouldn't bow. Amen. And the Chaldeans is upset because they wouldn't bow. And they, thank God, through and made accusations against them to the king. Anybody listening to me tonight? Amen. Thank God. As Babylon is a system, they made accusation against them politically. Amen. They won't bow. Hey, God. Hey, King. There's something wrong with them three boys. I believe they're right-wing fundamentalists. Amen. Hallelujah. King, they won't bow. They're clinging to their guns and to their Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, King, they won't bow. They're narrow-minded. Amen. Anybody hear me tonight? They won't bow. Hey, God, they would not bow. Amen. Amen. Secondly, Babylon is a religious system, and they brought accusations and said, hey, King, they won't bow. Amen. That crowd standing up there, they won't fit in with our religious mood. They won't agree. They're not ecumenical. They won't join hands with us. Something wrong with them three fellas. Do you know what? They keep hollering, they're King James only. Hallelujah. Amen. They won't embrace everything. Anybody listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Look at them up there standing, King. All everybody else is down. Hey, God, worshiping your image and your other gods. They're just standing up there. Hey, God, like statues. I believe, King, they're legalists. What's the problem with them? That's their problem. They're just legalists. They're self-righteous. They're holier than everybody else. Amen. Anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. They just won't bow. Amen. They don't bow to our system, King. Why, King, do you know what? Hey, God, they won't buy beer and alcohol. Amen. And they teach it to sin and wrong. And they won't spend their money on lottery tickets. Hey, there's something wrong with that crowd. They just don't participate in the things we participate in. Hey, do you know what they do? They tie to a church. They send missionaries out. They support evangelists. Hallelujah. They got radio programs where they preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Whoa. They just don't fit in. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, bless his name. I'll tell you, in spite of the criticism and in spite of the accusations, here was three boys that would not bow tonight. Amen. I wonder tonight, hey God, how will you stand? How will you bow to the system tonight? Amen. Bless his name. Secondly, not only would they not bow, but may I say, secondly tonight, they wouldn't budge. Amen. Hallelujah. As an old song said, they wouldn't bow and they wouldn't bend. I want to say tonight, they wouldn't budge. In verses 13 to 18, they're called personally before the king. The king says, do I hear right? The Chaldeans have accused you and criticized you and said you've not obeyed my commandment and you've not done what I said. Y'all, I want to give you another chance. Maybe you didn't understand my first proclamation, my first commandment, what I'm really talking about. Let me explain it to you personally. Amen. Oh, yeah. Thank God. He said, I want you to bow to this golden image that I've set up and said, if you won't bow and worship it, he said, there's a fire waiting on you. Amen. And he said, hey God, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. That's in verse 15. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, not only would we not bow a while ago, but king, we're not going to budge now. Amen. We understand clearly what you've said, but king, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. He says, they said, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. Amen. We don't have to think about it twice. Amen. We don't have to go back and pray about it. We know what's right. We know what God wants out of us. We know where we should stand. We know who we are. We know who God is. And we haven't bowed to the system. And now we're not going to budge. Thank God. Hallelujah. From our position, we're just going to stay with God. We're going to stay. Thank God. With what we were taught, how we were trained, and stay with Jehovah. Not going to bow to the world system. Not going to give over. Hey God, not going to compromise. Not going to give up. You can threaten us with a fire. But King, you're threatening us with heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And in verse 17, they said, if it be so, hallelujah, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Amen. You want to know what God can deliver you us out of your hand? He said, if it be so, if God wills it, if God wants it that way, thank God, he can. Thank God, deliver us up from this fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand. Amen. But they said in verse 18, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. If God don't want to deliver us from the fiery furnace, let us say something to you, King. Are we still not going to worship your image? And we're still not going to worship your idol gods? We've got one God. We've got one pledge. We've got one we're dedicated to. And whatever you say and whatever you threaten us with, we're not budging. We're going with God. We're going to stay with him. Hey, hallelujah. In spite of the fire. Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. So they wouldn't bow and they wouldn't budge. Made the king mad. Verses 19 through the remaining part of the chapter of verses 30. Thank God the king was angry. Amen. His countenance, his visage towards them was changed. He didn't look at them in the same way. He said, I'm going to do away with you. Hey, God, I'm tired of you. I'm pesky fellas. Hey, God, telling me what you ain't going to do and not bound down to our system. Oh, is anybody listening to me tonight? Amen. Oh, God, help us. I don't know if it's meaning anything to you or not tonight. But this world, what a day we live in. Amen. But I'm determined not to bow. I'm determined not to budge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to stay with the stuff tonight. I want to stay with this old time way tonight. The blood bought way. Hallelujah. The Bible way. The Spirit filled way. The Holy Ghost led way. This old time way. And I understand you talk a lot of churches and they talk about old time way. And I don't know what old time is tonight. But I'm glad, thank God, that I've experienced it. Hey, God, I'm glad it's down deep in my soul tonight. And I don't want to bow to anything else. Don't want to budge from the position and the place God's given tonight. Just want to stay. I thank God right where God has placed us tonight in spite of the fiery furnace. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if my grandson's watching tonight. If he is, I don't embarrass him. I mentioned last night, three Sunday nights ago, at 11:15, the phone rang on a Sunday night. On that Sunday night, my wife and I were preparing to go to North Carolina for a meeting the next morning, and we were still up packing a few things, and I knew it was unusual for the phone to ring that late in the night. And so I grabbed it up, and on the other end was my 8-year-old grandson. I'm sorry tonight. I know, let me tell you about my grandchildren. Please excuse that tonight. Hallelujah. But when I picked up the phone, I said, hello. And he said, hello, Patol. Hey, man. He said, I just wanted to call and tell you I got saved just a few minutes ago. Hallelujah. I didn't talk to his mom that night. The next day I talked to her. I said, how's he doing today? She said, well, said he come through this morning. He said, you know, Mom, he said, I slept good last night. But he said, before I started to go off to sleep, he said, I felt so happy in my soul. I wanted just to holler out, but I was afraid I'd awake you and Daddy might still be, I might already be asleep and I'd wake you up, so I didn't holler. Hallelujah. Talked to my wife coming over here. I got from the pastor, from the preacher's house this morning when we began the 12 o'clock service. I was talking to my wife. She said, let me tell you what my daughter posted on the Facebook. She said, I got one of the best thrills of my life this week. One morning this week, amen. My son came out, this is my grandson, said he came out of his room. And I said, looked like he'd been crying. And I said, son, what's wrong? Is something the matter? Said a smile come on his face. And he said, oh no, Mom, I ain't gone, nothing's the matter. I've just been in there thinking about being saved and I got happy. I know that don't mean as much to you as it does to me tonight, but I want to tell you, I don't want to bow and I don't want to budge. Thank God, I want to stay with this old time way. Thank God tonight. Amen. Oh, this world, this Babylonian system, this religious system of our day, I refuse to bow, my friend, to what they call worship, to what they call salvation. Hey, God, I'm glad for the truth. I'm glad for the Word of God. Hey, bless His name. I'm glad, thank God, it's still a must to be born again. I'm glad He still wants us to live holy. I'm glad, thank God, we
generation. Amen. Hallelujah. And so they wouldn't bow and they wouldn't budge. And you know the story tonight. It's simple again. Hallelujah. Verses 19 through 30. Since they wouldn't bow and since they wouldn't budge, they wouldn't burn. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Thank the Lord tonight. When they throwed him in after a furnace heated seven times, the original, my friend, the mighty men that throwed him in were consumed, but not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. And when the king looked in, thank God, he said to the others around him, oh my, he said, did we not bound? Throw three men into the fiery furnace bound. And they said, of a truth, O king. But he said in verse number 25, I see four men loose walking in the fire. Hallelujah. And they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Anybody listening to me tonight? Thank God when they didn't bow, when they didn't budge, God didn't let them burn. Hallelujah. Anybody listening to me tonight? Whatever fiery trial you're going through, I'm glad he's able to bring you through it tonight, aren't you? Amen. Thank God. Oh, the Lord said, oh, to Jacob, oh, Israel, fear not. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. Through the rivers, they'll not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I'm glad there is protection from the fire. Amen. Not only protection from the fire, it was his presence in the fire. Amen. Oh, God's presence in the trial, someone has said, is much better than exemption from the trial. God could have prevented them and kept them from getting in the trial, but he got more glory out of getting in the fire with them. Amen. Oh, the sympathy of his heart, thank God, with us is sweeter than the power of his hand for us. I'm grateful tonight when we walk through the fire, the furnace of affliction and the fiery trial. We've got a God that's with us. Hallelujah. Amen. And finally the king brought them out. They had not been hurt. They were not burnt. There was no smell of smoke upon them. And their God, who they served, had delivered them. And the king recognized, thank God, that he was a God that was able to deliver out of their hand. Amen. Bless his name. I submit to you tonight, don't bow, don't budge, and God will be with you in the fire. Lastly, I'm through tonight. Hallelujah. Revelation declares to us that Babylon, hallelujah. Now the boys wouldn't burn, but Babylon will burn. Revelation declares four different times Babylon's going to be destroyed. Amen. Hallelujah. This system is going to be put down. Thank God the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. It may look like we're on the losing end of the stick tonight and the rough end of the wrong end, but you just wait a little while and keep standing and not budging tonight. And what's going on? Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Babylon the Great, Babylon, Sister Babylon, thank God, Mr. Babylon, all of it will be consumed one day. Amen. Hallelujah. And what a day that's going to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Babylon will burn. Babylon will be destroyed. But aren't you thankful tonight? Can I just read these verses and I'll be through with you tonight. I'll be through. Revelation chapter 21. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name. Verse number 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar in the world thinks their Babylonian system is the best. Thank God their city is the greatest. But thank God, aren't you glad? Thank God when there is no. Thank God when the first heaven and the first earth is passed away, Babylon will be gone. And John said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying, nor and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Amen. It is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning, the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I am thankful tonight. Hey, God, hallelujah, that we can look beyond this veil of sorrow, that we can look beyond Babylon tonight, we can look beyond the world system tonight, and look for that city. Thank God, that new Jerusalem. Hey, are y'all hearing me tonight? What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. Thank God. I don't know what trial you're going to face when you leave this place. I don't know what be awaiting you when you get back home, when you get back to your church, when you get back to work, when you get back to the family. But aren't you glad that the God that saw these boys through will see us through? Hallelujah. And surely just a short while, just a little while, all of this will be over with. Hallelujah. Thank God. And what a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. This fight's about over. This battle is just about complete. Hallelujah. Thank God. The sufferings are not compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hey, God, keep standing tonight. Don't bow, don't budge. And God, I'll take you through the fire. And one day, we'll see the celestial city. We'll be there. Hey, God, where we'll shout and shine. What a day, what a day. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.